Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. This meditation is inspired by the words of Sufi master Irina Tweedy. His presence is constant. To live with God as a reality is a great happiness. As I understand it now, one does not surrender to the master at all. For in reality, the surrender is through the master to God. The master is only the focus of attention on the physical plane. In other words, the outer guru points to the inner guru, the self. It is a gift, but it is not given for oneself. It is given for others. He closed his eyes for a moment and then, at first, love is created. It is not done to everyone. Not everyone's heart is made in such a way that it can be done. If there is much feeling quality, love is created. If the person lives on the mental level and there's hardly any feeling, first feeling is awakened and love afterwards. In the ordinary way, love comes slowly. In the state of dhyan, a state of pure being is felt first, then currents of love and bliss. But it is a slow process. It takes time. Allow yourself to fall within. To let go into a relationship with God or self, beyond relationship with teacher, with form, with direction, or with path. Let go into the paradox where relationship and love of master or mentor lead to no relationship to love without object. as the meditation drops deeper. Allow both the desire for guide or master to fall away, dissolving into that which is always only one, that needs no path or doorway or intermediary. And also allow for the desire for path or mentor or master or guide to be experienced with a deep sense of intensity, of spiritual longing, and of the heart aching to meet itself. In the words of Irina Tweedy, His presence is constant. To live with God as a reality is a great happiness. As I understand it now, one does not surrender to the Master at all. For in reality, the surrender is through the Master to God. The Master is only the focus of attention on the physical plane. In other words, the outer guru points to the inner guru, the self. It is a gift, but not given for oneself. It is given for others. He closed his eyes for a moment and then, at first, love is created. It is not done to everyone. Not everyone's heart is made in such a way that it can be done. If there's much feeling quality, love is created. If the person lives on the mental level and there's hardly any feeling, first feeling is awakened, and love afterwards. In the ordinary way, love comes slowly. In the state of dhyan, a state of pure being is felt first, then currents of love and bliss. But it is a slow process. It takes time. As we bring this meditation to a close, extend respect, appreciation, gratitude and reverence for all teachers and gurus and practitioners and aspirants who have walked the path before us and whose efforts have made ours that much easier.